Episode 1323, Love is a Commitment.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, and I hope today you have scheduled nothing. Okay, maybe that's really not going to happen. Wishful thinking, but today, right this moment, it's all about your marriage. Relationship Builders Day, love is a commitment. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, a marriage is the joining of two imperfect people who refuse to give up on each other always. Love is a commitment. Not that tingly feeling that comes and goes, but a dedication and pledge, a covenant of devotion to each other. However, people call it quits in their marriage because they've fallen out of love. Have you ever heard that said to you? I have. And it more than breaks your heart. Your heart stops beating. I've fallen out of love. The feelings are not like they used to be in the earlier days of the relationship. You know how we use the term in the olden days? Well, it's the earlier days of the relationship. I just don't feel the same. I've fallen out of love. So society kind of makes it that that's where we match it up. If we don't feel a certain thing, then we just need to get out of it. What if God had given up on mankind after the disobedience occurred in the Garden of Eden? You know, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Genesis 2 verses 16 and 17 say this, "And the Lord God commanded the man," meaning Adam, "you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." Wise words tossed aside and sin entered the world. Now, this is not a fire and brimstone episode, so don't turn me off yet. I want you to listen all the way to the very end. But I am here to tell you this. Your marriage is not going to be easy. And maybe you've already discovered that. Or you may have just said, I do, in the last 3 to 5 years. And you're like, well, I thought it was going to be easy. And we've kind of had some rough patches, but we're making it through. In your marriage, you're going to fall away from each other unless you are willing and put in the work to draw closer to each other. You have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to put in the work to draw closer together. Otherwise, what's happening? You're just going to move further apart. God did exactly that for us. He decided that man, his creation, mattered so much to the point of giving us life through the death of his son. One could call that unfair. Yeah, for God, very much so, unfair. But for us, God showed us the sacrifice of love. Love is a commitment. God didn't leave us in this world to fend for ourselves. He fought for us and still goes to battle for us today, hence the gift of his son. God modeled what love is. Love is a commitment. And it takes work every day, not just when you feel like it or when it's convenient. Did you get up this morning saying, okay, I cannot wait to love on my man? Most of us probably are not saying that out of our mouth. In fact, we're probably looking for the snooze button. We're probably wishing we would have gone to bed maybe an hour or so earlier. And now we find ourselves just kind of grumpy and grouchy. And now guess what? The little ones are tugging on us too. And surely they're grumpy too. That just calls for a disaster. It's all happening. And the world begins to crumble around you. Love is a commitment. It takes work every single day. It's not about convenience. Love is not where you can go through a drive-through window and just pick something up. It's a commitment that you make. And that commitment takes what? Action. And action means that love is a verb. It requires us to do something. So how can you make that commitment more concrete in your everyday? Do the little things that speak louder than words. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do the little things that speak louder than words. Too often we let phrases roll off our tongue and they lose their punch or meaning. The phrases are more like habits that no longer take much thought or effort to produce. Now, words have power. And so when you say, I love you, it should come from a very special place. But just like we get up in the morning to brush our teeth or go to the bathroom, we say phrases like, I love you. And as important it is to go to the bathroom, I love you kind of becomes something that we just, what, end up flushing down the toilet. It just rolls off our tongue. And we really don't know the meaning anymore because we've been saying it for so long. Now, am I saying that words don't have power and that you can't say I love you? I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that when you're making a commitment is action that you put forward. It's not about just sitting back and taking the easy way out. It requires effort on your part. And that commitment is action. Love is a verb, which requires what? Action. You need to do, physically do the little things that speak louder than words. Well, what does this look like? I've got three questions for you. This will help jog some ideas, you know, rattle some ideas in your mind as to what will work for you specifically in your situation. Number one, what serves your spouse? Not what serves you. Most of what we do is about what serves ourselves. We're selfish. If I do this, then I get that. No, this is what serves your spouse, period, end of story. No, oh, and then I get to do this. No, that's not part of the deal. It's what serves your spouse. So maybe it's the favorite cup of Joe in the morning. Now, for my hubby, it's Pepsi. He's not a coffee drinker. And so when I can bring him in a cold ice Pepsi, he just is like, oh, thanks, hun. It's like his kickstart to his day. Not that I can't be his kickstart, but it's the little things that speak louder than words. Can I do it every day? No, sometimes I don't get to it every day. Do I try to do it most days? Yes, I do. Why? Because I know it speaks louder than words. And it's showing my husband that, look, I'm giving this to you. I am serving you, not because I have to, but because what? It's an action. It's part of my commitment. Love is a commitment. Number two, what puts a smile on his face? What puts a smile on your spouse's face? Now, you might be saying, well, I'm not getting much out of any of this so far. No, you're right. This isn't about you. This is about the commitment called love. And it's your devotion to your spouse, what you need to be doing for your spouse on behalf of them, with the intention that you're getting nothing out of it. Seriously, it's from a servant's heart. And that is hard to wrap our head around because we're like, well, if I do all of this, shouldn't I be getting something? You would like to say yes to that, wouldn't you? But did God give us his son with the expectation knowing that all of us would come to him? Mm-mm. He didn't. Why? Why didn't he? Because he gave us free will. We don't have to believe in God. We do not have to know him as our Lord and Savior. He gives us that free will to what? Accept his gift that he gave us as a commitment of his love, a sacrifice, an action towards loving us before we even say anything and do anything in response to his gift. Love is a commitment. Do the little things that speak louder than words. What puts a smile on your spouse's face? Maybe it's a clean kitchen. Who would have thought? Coming in after a long day at work, just having the kitchen clean might actually be something that's like, huh, a spark in the day. It's a good thing. Something that's not cluttered. Number three, What delights or surprises your spouse? Now, this is a fun one. I kind of am going to give an example that is probably pretty lame, honestly, but it's the only thing I could think of at the time of writing this. Toys picked up and family room vacuumed. If you have little ones running around the house, and oh, I remember those days. I had five of them. And when we had all five of them, and all of them were totally movable on their own, so that would have been about 3.5 months probably on up to 8 years old, it got really wild in the family room with five children and lots of toys. And then for some reason, when we were homeschooling during those days, because I was, it just seemed like everything was out. And I could start with a clean floor, but the next thing you know, it looked like everything came out on the floor, a tornado, and we're just sitting all on top of it. And he's one who kind of likes a really clean, clutter-free environment, things put in their place. And you know, it's really hard to do with that many children at that young of an age, especially when Legos were very popular. Now they're popular now, but I mean, come on, we've got kids with iPads in their hands at 3 months old. So I don't know what it looks like with your children growing up, but for me, I was all hands-on. I wanted them building and using their imagination and working their fine motor skills. For you, it may be different, and that's okay. But what delights or surprises your spouse? What is it? You know, the toys picked up in the family room vacuum. Maybe it's not that. Maybe it's your bed being made. Maybe you're one who doesn't make the bed very often. I don't know. It could be something as simple as your stuff is put away in the closet. What is it? Do the little things that speak louder than words. Now, I can hear already the rumble. This is just kind of petty stuff, don't you think? Well, is it? If you were to reverse a situation and he was asking these questions, going, how can I serve my wife? What serves my wife? What puts a smile on her face? What delights or surprises her? How would you answer that? Maybe it's a back rub. Well, fine, you can give a back rub to him. But understand, the key here is that we are doing this what? From a selfless perspective. The way God served us and serves us. He sacrificed his son to show us his commitment to us. And in return, there's no guarantee that we're coming to his side, right? Here, we're doing the same thing. We are serving. We are doing things that speak louder than our words because we need to have our actions show also what we say. If you haven't listened to the episode from, I think it was Wednesday, it was a wellness one, but it's a great one. Do what you say, say what you mean, and mean who you are. Go back and listen to that one. You can apply that even to your relationships right now. So what delights or surprises you? You want to be thought of. You want to be what? Top of mind. Have you ever heard of TOMA? Top of mind awareness. When you are putting something into action and you're committing to it and following through, then you are putting your spouse at top of mind. And that's important. Because nowadays, oh, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not getting this love thing anymore. I've fallen out of love. It's too convenient to walk out on a marriage now. Have you thought about it lately? You know, if you're actually going through a really tough time in your marriage, it is so much easier to walk out than it is to work on your marriage. And that's why what? 50% of marriages end in divorce. And now people aren't even getting married. They're just saying, oh, we're just going to kind of hook up. We're just going to live together. And it works that way. And then sometimes they get married. And then even after that, then they still get a divorce. People don't want to have to work at a relationship. God works for our relationship. He goes to battle for us. Don't you think we need to go to battle for our relationships, our marriages? I would say yes. And if you're doing the little things, you're telling your spouse, hey, babe, I love you. Enough just to here's a little token today. You may not think it's much, but he might be thinking, oh my gosh, this is awesome. I wish this would happen every day. It's the little things. If you're struggling in your marriage, because I do know, I heard those words, I've fallen out of love. And it was heart stopping. It was a totally out of body experience. And it was one that I don't want anybody to have to go through. It's not fun. It's definitely not fair. And when you think you are doing everything right and it comes out of left field, it's almost as if you can never bounce back from that. But I'm here to tell you, you can. Your marriage can be saved. You can have a reconciled marriage, but you have to be willing to do the little things that speak louder than words. Is that going to take sacrifice on your part? Yes, it is. Is it worth it? In my opinion, yes, it is. You know, just taking yourself out the back door for the quick escape, that doesn't solve any problems. In fact, problems just grow from there. Do the little things that speak louder than words. If you want help in your marriage, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free complimentary coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. You'll get an email from me and we will set up a time to chat. I cannot wait to hear from you. And if you want your spouse, understand your spouse must be willing. Don't come pulling them, dragging them in, going, I told you, you need to be a part of this. No, I did not say that. I said, if they are willing and they want to, of their own free will, come and be a part of the coaching call, they are more than welcome. So yes, you as a couple can come and I will coach you together. But a lot of people want to start just by themselves because it's a reflection and it allows us to do some individual work that needs to be done before you start working on the couple work. So click on that link, be bold today, and become a game changer in your life. It's time to impact the world that you touch. So click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. It's time to put your love into action. Love is a commitment. Do the little things that speak louder than words and impact your marriage today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.